stretching and allowing you to grow in God's strength and build in your life. Again, just so thankful and honored that I get to come to you today. It is truly a privilege in my life that God has shared these truths that I share with you on this show with me, and that they land on the ears of those who they were meant for. Again, I just hope your week has been great. I hope it has been all that has continued to allow you to grow in the truth of who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. And with that, men, let's get into a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today just thankful and grateful for this time that you have given us and allowed us to share and grow in your word, and then the words that you have placed on my heart and my mind to share with these great men who choose to tune into the show that you have chosen and allowed to come forth. Lord, I ask that you strengthen each and every one of them with your wisdom, courage, love, and grace to lead their families, their churches, their communities, and their countries by your authority and with the confidence that comes with the belief of who you are, Father. Father, we're just so thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, and his death and resurrection on the cross for our salvation. We're just humble and thankful that you have chose each one of us listening today, that we may go out, go forth, and honor your Son, Jesus Christ, in all that we do. Father, we just thank you for, we ask all these things in your Son, Yeshua's mighty and holy name. Amen. All right, man, as we move into this week, the last episode we were talking about searching. In this life, we tend to search for the things of this world, which leaves us empty, broken, desperate, or depressed, full of anxiety, hopelessness, all of these things. And we search and we search and we try to fill the void in us with money, drugs, alcohol, sex, toys, whatever you want to call it. I mean, whatever your thing, whatever your vice is in this world, we try to go through it and we try to fill it with things. But there's only one true thing that can fill the void we are trying to fill, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And like I've said before, you may not believe it right now, you may not know it, but the truth is Jesus Christ. And this week, today, Good Friday, this is the day that Jesus was on the cross for your sins and my sins, right? We're all searching for that thing to fill the void. In his outstretched arms on that tree are what's going to fill it for you. Now, we already know all the truth. We search all the truths of this world. And we know that it all leads to heartbreak and desperation, except for when you authentically, humbly, and aggressively search for the truth of Jesus Christ and who he is. I was just reading this morning in my devotional, and that was saying that historically, there is no other. Everybody agrees that Jesus Christ was a real person. Jesus Christ walked on this earth. And that is true. That is fact. Not only does the Bible, but non-biblical scholars have identified and verified that Jesus Christ was a real person, lived and walked on this earth, right? And he did die. He was crucified. He did die, and he did raise from the dead. Historical facts. So we search for all these other, oh, there's aliens, oh, there's this, oh, there's that, oh, there's that. Look, that's never going to fill you and fill that void that you need to be complete. The only thing and the only one who is going to do that for you is Jesus Christ. his words, his truth of who he is and what he did for us on that cross. So with that kind of recap of just searching for all the things of this world, or are we going to search for the truth? And the truth is Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He was, is the Son of God. He now sits at the right hand of God on the throne of heaven. Everything on this earth was created for him, through him, and by him. Right? So with that truth, we've searched out, we've found in our lives, each one of us, different times, different schedules. Maybe you haven't found, maybe you haven't searched enough yet. Maybe that's where you're at right now. But if you're still searching and this message is hitting your ears, then you need to focus on Jesus Christ. Search that truth. Search the history. Open your heart. Open your mind to being able to just take in what is said about him, what he says about you, right? And the people that he talked to and impacted their lives to be able to write what is in the Bible. The Bible is the truth. 100%, no doubt. So search that aspect. When you're searching, don't miss Jesus. Search for Jesus like you would search for the proof of aliens or the proof of whatever, or the proof of that alcohol makes it feel better, or money makes it feel better, or things make it feel better, right? If we open our hearts to Jesus like we open our hearts to the things of this world through the tricks of Satan, then we can really be enlightened by the truth of who Jesus Christ is. You know, with that being said, and today, so once we search and once our minds, let's put it this way, our minds wrap our brains around, okay, Jesus is who Jesus said he was. He is the Son of God. Now, what do we do with that? What do we do with that truth, right? We can surrender our lives over to all the things of this world. And many of us have. I have, right? At times in my life, and it still leaves us empty. There's no reason. There's hopelessness, right? We look at bad things that happen. We don't see the beauty that can come from them through the bad things that happen. You know, there's always that bright spot in the darkest of places, but we choose to focus on the darkness, not on the light. And if we focus on the light, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Like I said, being this weekend is Easter weekend, and his death, resurrection is it, right? And all he asks for us is to accept him, to take him in our hearts and believe in him. And we are forgiven of our sins, no matter what they are, because we all fall short of the glory of God. That's what Romans says, right? We all fall short of that glory. But through Jesus Christ, we can now be in the presence of the Holy God. So, as we move, you know, the revelation that God has given me in the outlets that he has shown me, some of the things that he has shown me, and I'm so humbled and honored that he has, is, I think, parenthood is one of the greatest blessings that we could be giving. It's one of the greatest responsibilities that God puts on us, in that we have an obligation, we have a responsibility to raise our children to be what we think they need to be. What God has put on God has put on my heart that my children, each one of them are different, right? And raising children, I have twins. So, I mean, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, they're exact genetically the same, but at the same time, they're individually different, just like you and I are. So if we look, or for me, when I look at my life and what God's done in my life and showed me, I look at it and what he's done for me as he's the father, he's the dad, right? So, and each one of us are his children. We have to deal with our children differently. We have to, each one of them is an individual. Each one of them has different personalities. Each one of them has different things. I tell my kids all the time, I said, the only person that knows you better than me is God. And that's true as a parent. If we look at it, we watch our children from the time they come out of the womb, right, to the time they're born until we're no longer here, right? We watch, we learn, we know who our children are, just the way God knows you. And we may be disheartened or upset or whatever with our children, but that love for our children never stops. It never ceases to end. We never want to see them fail. We never want to see them get hurt. We never want to see them be in a position where we haven't put ourselves in a position to help them. And that is the truth of Jesus. And that's what God did with Jesus Christ, his own son. He sent it because he'd seen his children were becoming lost. He's seen his children were hurting. He heard his children crying out, Abba, Father, help me, help us, right? He knew we needed him. And it's any good parent that knows that no matter how different your child is or how frustrating they are to you, you never want to see them in a position that leads them to a place where they get hurt, you know? And as I look back on my life, God has humbled me with more grace and love and forgiveness than I deserve. I mean, like I've said, he has blessed me with 4 beautiful children, and I love each one of them. I get asked all the time, who is my favorite? And I don't have a favorite. Each day I have a favorite, probably which one gets on my nerves the least, I should say, you know, if I'm telling the truth. But, you know, overall, I love them the same. You know, I tell my wife and my children each day, I want to live my life for you, and I would die for you in an instant. Just the way it is, the way I've always been. I would sacrifice everything I have to ensure that they can live a life fuller and more peaceful than me being in it, you know. And I think that as a parent, as a truly loving husband as well, that is our goal, right? Is to give abundantly more than what we have, right? We want to give our children great things. We want to give our children, like Matthew 7 said, you know, who what good father is going to give if a child asks for bread, going to give him a rock, or, you know, or ask for, I forget exactly how it says, is worded in there, you know. But moving on, when we search for the things in this world, we get lost, we get confused, we get days, and we see that in our children's lives more so than ours. So we want to help correct that through our children. That's how God's working through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in our life, through his Spirit, his Holy Spirit, is that we want them not to make the same mistakes that we make. And God doesn't want us to make the same mistakes that generations past have made. The reason he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross and to take his full wrath upon him so that he didn't have to wipe out the entire earth. He wants his children home with him. So if we're looking at life from that point, we're searching for all these things that we try to throw in there that this world gives us, right? All the physical things that are going to fade away and disappear. But the truth is, the only thing that's not going to disappear, and the only truth and peace and joy that we can have in our life, is Jesus Christ. You know, But when we find that truth and we, in our minds, let's just say you're going from a mind perspective, not a heart perspective, because it depends on where you're at in your journey in life, whether you're going to agree with it in your mind and then feed it to your heart, or your heart's going to feed it to you. I think it comes from the heart because, like God said, he imprinted it, his truth and his wisdom on our souls before he placed us in the mother's womb, right? That's just my belief. That's where I stand on it. So innately, inherently, I guess I should say, in us is the truth of God. We know there is a God in heaven because it is on our souls. It is on our spirit. You feel it every time you do something wrong, every time you feel that uneasy feeling about a situation. That's the Holy Spirit in you. That's God's word saying, hey, do this. So just take a hold of that, right? So, but if it's the other way and you're going from head to heart, then you still have to be in his word, right? And you're searching his word for that one aha moment, right? You're, what is it that's going to make this make sense? And that leads us to surrender. You have to surrender to his truth and to his love and to his grace and to what he says about you. You have to surrender yourself to that truth, you know? And when you can do that, these things that we see in the world become clearer and we're like, ah, that's messed up. Ah, that is not because God allowed it to happen. It is because there was a purpose in that it happened, right? We understand that the evil in this world is a lack of God in the person's heart that caused that evil to happen. Not cause, not God directly, but because of the lack of the understanding and truth of God in their lives, has that person become that evil. Anyway, that's a whole different show and a whole different topic. But you understand the principle of what I'm saying is that, look, bad things happen. We understand that. Human beings have a tendency to be evil. And we see that all the way back from Adam and Eve. Right? And you see that once Adam and Eve ate the fruit, that it put a whole different trajectory on what God had planned and intended for his creation. Right? And you see it with Cain and Abel. So we understand that even from the beginning, when you choose not to worship and truly honor and glorify God, that evil takes a hold of your soul and your spirit. And you choose to follow evil, you choose to look at self instead of God. And when you tend to look at self, as we said, you're going to be searching for those things of this world that'll never fill you up. And when you get over, when you get to that point and you surrender yourself over to God through Jesus, then you start to understand. Then your eyes will open to the truths of this world. Don't fight it. Don't fight against it. Don't believe. I mean, some people say that, you know, Jesus is a fairy tale. It's not the truth. It's not honest. Okay, well, believing in this world is the fairy tale. Believing in the lies of Satan to tell you that everything of this world can be yours and should be yours, that's the fairy tale. The fairy tale is we have a Father in heaven who loves us more, and we have to surrender to him through Jesus Christ, and then we are blessed by the Holy Spirit that will continue to grow us in our surrendering to his will and his ways. And when we do that, we are graciously, abundantly more than we could ever think, given all that we could ever imagine and more, because that's his promise. So we have to come to that place of surrender. You have to give up yourself. Quit thinking you know what you don't know. Quit thinking that these things of this world are more important than what you're going to find in the things of this world what's more important than Jesus. You're never going to find that. And you can listen to the lies of Satan. You can listen and not believe in different things and in what Jesus says. But I'm telling you, until you surrender yourself, until you get over yourself and surrender and say, God the Father, I love you. I am yours. I know that your son came. You sent your son to come and die on the cross for me. Until you and I trust and believe in him. Until you surrender yourself and give yourself over to that truth, this life is going to be hard. It's going to be full of depression. It's going to be full of lostness. It's going to be full of anxiety, anger, hate, all these things. And when you truly surrender to the truth of Jesus Christ and who he is, your world becomes so much easier because you realize it's not about you. It's about somebody else, and you have to surrender to that fact. And then as you surrender to that fact, your purpose becomes clear in that fact that when I can help more people and I can do more things because this is what God has called me to do, you now have a purpose greater than yourself, greater than your self-fulfillment, greater than what the world says we should be looking at, right? That is the truth. That is my hope for every person listening to this podcast, to this show, is that you surrender 100%. No matter if you listen to this show and you consider yourself a Christian, believer in Jesus Christ, I don't want you to be a believer in Jesus Christ. I want you to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Die to yourself. Pick up your cross daily. Do what Jesus commands you to do. Surrender your life 100% to Jesus Christ and his truth of what he says and who he says you are because of him and the Father. And he will grant you the wisdom and the knowledge and the vision to see through the blessing of the Holy Spirit on our lives, through his Holy Spirit in us that brings it to the forefront, where the flesh is the forefront of our minds. When we accept and surrender, when we surrender it back over to Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit comes out in us and the Holy Spirit overtakes the flesh. And now we see things different. Now we feel things different. Now we hear things different with an understanding and knowledge, a God-given understanding and knowledge of what this world can look like. And what we should look like to the world. We should be different. We should stand out because we have surrendered everything we have to the one who created us. It's a hard place to get to. Very hard place to get to. And that's sanctification, right? And we continue it until we're no longer here, until we have fulfilled our purpose on this earth, till we have, or till Jesus comes back. But each and every day we wake up and say, God, this day is yours. Through me, show me who and what you need me to do to glorify the kingdom of heaven. Place in front of me the people that you choose to put in front of me. And allow me to have the wisdom and knowledge and intuition that you provide to me and through me through the Holy Spirit in order to speak the words that you need me to speak to glorify your name and your kingdom. And your son, not only by the words that I speak, more so by the actions that I do, because every day somebody is watching you, looking to you. And if you are just leading them back to yourself and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, the purpose overall will still be accomplished through the power of God. But be a participant in that so you can see what God has to show you. There is no greater honor and privilege in the world to help somebody and see that smile or hear those words, thank you, or whatever. That is a gift from God to you to say, look, this is the joy of life, to see your children smile, to see other people that he has allowed you and placed in front of you to help or say that encouraging word or help them change a tire on the side of the road or whatever it may be. It is a privilege to get that that joy that fills your heart, because you, no matter how late you were running to work, you stopped and helped somebody, because that was an opportunity that God gave you. He needed you in that moment to show that person that people still care. And whether you see it or not, if you don't believe or have not surrendered to Jesus Christ, then you may not see the glory that truly comes from that, in that what he has placed in front of you was that moment, that very specific moment. And you have to search your life in his truth in order to see those moments. That's the great thing about our God, our Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, how they work together through us as one to bring those moments of clarification. But we have to search for them. We have to look for Jesus in the worst of the situations. We have to search for Jesus, and then we have to surrender to Jesus. Because when we are searching for Jesus in everything, we see not the darkness, but the light. And that, my friends, my brothers in Christ, is the glory and just awesomeness of our God and who he created us to be. So, you know, it's, I hope that this has made some sense. I had a whole bunch of notes, and I didn't stick to them very well as per normal. That is usually what the show goes here, is I have a whole bunch of notes, and I may hit one or two of them, but really I just trust that God and the Holy Spirit give me the words that may help the one who is tuning in today or listening. And I'm confident that he's doing that, and he's working through this show, because like I said, it is his show, not mine. It is by no means anything to do with me, other than I choose to be, try to be obedient in following what he's asked me to do. And that's where I'm at. And that's what I hope you see, that we can search for all the things of this world. We can search for the cool cars. We can search for the money. We can search for the mysterious things that are in this world. You know, we can choose to go the opposite way and search for other answers and other reasons for why things happen. And I get it. You know, if we do that, sometimes that can be a very enticing place to be. But through my experiences in my life and through the things that have happened in my life, and by the grace of God, he led me to a place that I was searching for all of it in those things in this world. But through his grace and through his love and through his mercy, through his son Jesus Christ, he showed me, he led me to a place of surrender, and understanding that when I surrender my life truly, 100%, to Jesus Christ, that surrender makes all that searching I did. It gave me some knowledge of the world and how to translate his word or his truths to others that are in this world. It was a building block, all the searching I did for in the world. But man, when you surrender to Jesus Christ and you start searching for the truths in his word and to this world and his enlightenment through the Holy Spirit, when you truly surrender and start searching for the truth, he is faithful to give it to you. He is faithful to open your mind and your heart so that they can be in one and know the truth that's inside of you right now. If you're listening to this show and don't believe, let me tell you, Jesus Christ, like he says, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Because when you quit searching for things of this world and search for the truth of who Jesus Christ is, not only searching with your mind, but your heart, and you surrender yourself to Jesus Christ, then the Spirit comes to the forefront, not the flesh. And it's just a clarification and an understanding that all the words that I could say on this show would not bring to light. But it is something that will lighten up everything that you see. Everything is not dark. Why? Because you're not focused on the dark. You're not searching for the dark. You're searching for the light. And you surrender yourself to the light. And that is Jesus Christ. So, men, I hope that this week and I hope that this show may bring some clarification that we have to quit searching for the things of this world. We have to quit searching for the physical things that are going to be away. And like I've said before on other shows from one of our pastors at our church, somebody else is going to own your stuff one day, right? So let's not build our treasures on the things of this world that are going to pass away, that are going to rust, that somebody's going to steal, that somebody else is going to own when this physical body is put back into the ground, where we should be building our treasure, as God's word tells us, is we should be building and working for the treasures we will have in heaven, not here on earth in the physical form, but in our true form and identity in that of being with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in heaven. So on this Easter weekend, men, remember that. I hope it has brought some clarification to just where we need to be in our hearts and our minds in searching for the truth of Jesus, not the truth or the falsities of this world, and surrendering to that truth, taking hold of that truth, and living our lives because we are meant for somebody else, not ourselves. So, men, until the next time, remember, as you do what you do, answer the call of men.